Well, I think everything has been already said by my two colleagues. But one thing is that France is a very peaceful nation, that we do not threaten anybody. Let me just maybe say exactly the same thing, but with different words and with a different perspective. And let me maybe restart from the very beginning and the very core principles. When we started the process at the summer of 2003, we based our whole strategy and our whole approach on a certain number of facts, simple facts. That was not about Iranian intentions or objectives. That was about simple and clear technical facts. All the one that Neil has reminded everybody, that the Iranians have conducted a clandestine nuclear program for 18 years. They have resorted to a clandestine network, as Neil mentioned, not particularly known as a civilian network. And they have developed a fissile material production program which has no economic rationale and which has no foreseeable use in the civilian sphere for the years to come, because Iran has no single reactor functioning. And when it will have so, the Russians will provide the fuel for the lifetime of the reactor. And there is an additional technical element there, is that the Iranians do not master the technology to fabricate the fuel rods. And if they do so, then there will be immediately a major safety concern for the functioning of the Bushehr reactor. So by any mean, there is no technical element that would tend to confirm that what the Iranians are developing may have a civilian use in the foreseeable future. And they have not answered since 2003 one very simple question. And that simple question is, what for? Why are you developing an enrichment program? What for? What will you do with the material? And we never had any answer to that very simple question. And these facts, on which we have based our strategy since 2003, have not dramatically changed over the time. We have continued to develop our strategy throughout the last years. And as of today, I don't see that things have changed. The Iranians are still developing their fissile material production program and the two roads, the plutonium road and the uranium road. And they are still cooperating not in a satisfactory manner with the international agency. They have not, as the agency has rightly pointed out, cooperated proactively but rather reactively. There remains a number of key, important, outstanding issues which are still unsolved and non-closed. And at the end of the day, these facts, these simple, mere facts, all boils down to a very key problem. We do not have confidence in the nature of the Iranian nuclear program, and especially in the nature of the Iranian fissile material production program. Since 2003, the whole problem has been one of confidence. The confidence was lost because of Iranian behavior, and the confidence is still not there. And the two main reports that have been issued these last weeks are the one by Solana and the one by El Baradei. And these two are altogether negative. Solana's report, because all the efforts we have invested in the negotiation process have not been responded positively by the Iranians. And the last round of discussion 2 weeks ago between Mr. Solana and Mr. Jalili were completely inconclusive and completely negative. And Mr. Solana qualified them as disappointing. This is the first and the last fact. And Mr. El Baradei's report was also pretty unsatisfactory on the substance. And there remains a key number of outstanding issues that will remain to be discussed, that the Iranians have not fully discussed with the agency, and the enrichment program, as documented by the IAEA, continues to be developed. These are facts. These are simple facts. And we will continue to develop our own strategy on the basis of these key facts, and they have not changed. So this is my second point. There is no reason for us to change our strategy and our two-track strategy. We are completely committed to the negotiating track. Mr. Solana, as Neil rightly pointed out, is negotiating on behalf of the six, not just on our behalf. He is doing so on the basis of key principles, the full suspension element, which is now enshrined into Chapter 7 mandatory UNSC resolutions, and he is doing so on the basis of an extremely ambitious offer. We have even been criticized to be too ambitious and too generous by other countries throughout the region. But the offer is still on the table, and this is still the Iranian choice to seize it. And the second element of that strategy, of that track, is the ratcheting up of the pressure. This is the one on which we are engaged right now. There is no reason for us to change that strategy and not to continue to discuss and finalize the resolution, the third resolution. We are still in the process of negotiating that resolution with the Russian, the Chinese, and the US. Things are moving forward. There is no sign that things have been stopped or blocked, as far as I know. And this is the same thing for the EU. Now, looking forward, we are not at the end of that process. So it is too early to reconsider the whole process. And these two-tracks approach will continue to remain the very basis of our old strategy in 2008. And let me finish by a few words on the suspension thing. Why suspension is key and why it is so important. And when I say suspension, I mean suspension of all enrichment-related and reprocessing activities, as has been mentioned by the UNSC and made mandatory by the UNSC. It is so important for the very reasons I mentioned at the very beginning of my statement. It is the fissile material program developed by the Iranians would give them the breakout capacity, would give them the ability to build very quickly, if they decide so, a nuclear weapon. And that simple capacity and the assessment at the same time that we don't foresee any rational economic use for that program have led us to lose complete confidence. And the suspension is the key element for the international community as a whole to regain confidence in what the Iranians are doing. So we can discuss the kind of strategy, how we integrate the different tools of our strategy, the sanctions, the negotiation. These are not objectives by themselves. We are not sanctioning the Iranians for sanctioning them. We are not negotiating with the Iranians just for the sake of negotiation. We are doing so, and we are integrating these tools with a clear objective, which is to regain confidence in what the Iranians are doing. And the key and the cornerstone of that process will remain the full suspension of the activities. We do not want to negotiate with the Iranians and at the same time have them develop their breakout capacities. There is an internal contradiction. There would be an international contradiction if we were to do so. So I will finish there just by restating that for the time being, as my two colleagues mentioned, there is no reason for us not to continue with determination on these two tracks.